Need some language help?
Ask us a question.
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听你问我答节目。
You're Fei Fei, and I'm Rob.
Hi, Rob. I met Rob the other day.
Really?
Yes, and the guy who works at my local shop is also called Rob.
Three Robs. There are lots of Robs in the world, actually, and we're all countable nouns.
Really? Rob 是一个可数名词，因为我们可以数得清楚到底有几个 Rob.So I suppose we're going to have to talk about countable nouns again.
Relax, Feifei. Not this time. This week's question is about the opposite, uncountable nouns. Let's read this email from Chunshan Wan.
Hello, I'm from Hong Kong, and I'm a loyal fan of bbcukchina.com. Sometimes I hear people say, I've a good news for you. Is the sentence grammatically incorrect?I know news is an uncountable noun, so you shouldn't use a in front of it. But I also know that some uncountable nouns can be used countably, and vice versa. For example, time is uncountable, but we can say we have a good time, because time is a countable noun when referring to a more particular meaning. Thanks, Chunshan.
春山提的这个问题是，有些不可数名词是不是有时候也能当作可数名词使用呢？ So Rob, can nouns be both types?
Not exactly. Chun Shan points out that the word time is an uncountable noun. This is because time is endless and impossible to count. But when you say a good time, the word has a different meaning. It means a particular occasion which is countable.
单词 time 是不可数名词，不过我们可以说 a good time。这里单词 time 指的是一个特殊的时刻、场合，所以就变成了可数名词。
Now, just a reminder, a countable noun is a person, a place, or thing that can be counted.
像 a dog or a cat, 这些都是可数名词。
Yes, and we have to use the indefinite article a or an before the word. Or, if there's more than one, we specify the number and add s to the end of the word.Such as, there are three cars. An uncountable noun is the name of something that can't be counted. They can't be seen as separate objects.
像 water or sand, 这些都是不可数名词。
Good so far, but time is abstract and can be used in a countable or uncountable context, depending on how it's being described. So, for example...
Don't hurry, there's plenty of time.
This is a general meaning about time, so it's uncountable.But if we say,
There was a time when we all used to go on holiday together.
Then in this context, time means an occasion, a particular time when we all used to go on holiday together.
如果一个不可数名词被给予了一个特殊的意义，那么通常这个不可数名词就变成了可数名词。I'm with you so far. Can we have another example?
Okay, let's use the noun experience. Here's a general uncountable meaning.
We need someone for the job who's got plenty of experience.
The experience here is difficult to quantify. And here's an example of using the word with a different and particular meaning.
Going back to visit my old school was a strange experience.
上面这个例子中，单词 experience 特指了一个奇怪的经历。It was a strange experience. 所以这里就变成了可数名词。Okay, let's talk about the example in today's question, the uncountable noun news, 新闻.
News can't be counted, even if we say,
I've got some good news for you.
我有一些好消息告诉你, some good news. 这里 news 是不可数名词. So when is news countable?
When we specify how much news, and we say,
I've got a piece of good news that you might like to hear.
A piece of, that's a quantity of news.
一条好消息 a piece of good news. 这里 news 是可数名词，特指一条好消息。So we can't say a good news?
No, we usually have to add something about the noun to make it countable. You could say, for example, a good news story. I think we should turn some other uncountable nouns into countable ones.
Really? Are we going to do some magic?
Not really, no. Just read these out and we'll hear their countable versions.
Chewing gum, 口香糖。
A piece of chewing gum.
Thunder, 雷.
A clap of thunder.
Luck, 运气.
A stroke of luck.
Sometimes we use a different word to make the uncountable noun countable.
Such as work, 工作.
that becomes a job.
And knowledge, 知识.
Knowledge is endless, but a fact is a piece of knowledge, so that's countable.
A fact, 一个事实, 是可数名词. Any more?
Plenty, but you'll have to look out for them in books and on the internet.
Be more countable, Rob.
OK, on the BBC Learning English website. And if you have a question about the English language, please email us at questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
别忘了把你学习中遇到的难题发送给我们。谢谢春山给我们发来的问题。
OK, Feifei, have you had a good time on this week's programme?
Of course. I can always count on you for a good time.
Well, as I said, Rob is a countable noun.
Bye.
Question and answer of the week.
你问我答。